So yeah, this is part two. So what's happening is they train you from a child, your daycare, your school, your college, your high school, your training to fit in with a box. Do you not see it? Do you not see it? And each little box has their own terminology. If you do electrical work, it's electrical terminology. If you do plumbing work, they have plumbing terminology. If you do carpenter work, everybody's got their own little terminology. But each little box, the terminology pretty much is saying the same thing. It's just said different. In other words, certain plumbing fittings are doing the same thing as the electrical fittings, but they call them different. You know, Romex wire wraps the wire. Well, what does plumbing do? It wraps the water. It's just the same concept, just a different medium and different material. And so each little box, you can break each box down to cut, turn, union, flow. So it, if you're doing electrical work, you got to cut the conduit, you got to bend it, turn. You got to attach it to the wall, and then you got to pull the wires through, flow. Plumbing, you got to cut it, you got to put an angle or a 90 degree or a 45 and glue it together. So you got to bend, you got a union, and then the water goes through it and flows. And that's true with everything. Doesn't matter if it's carpentry work, you know, you cut the wood, you got to fit it in, your blade's turning to cut it. There's always a cut, always a turn, always a union, and always a flow. When you put the screw in the wall, it turns and screws in. There's always a cut, always a turn in every box system. So these people start to worship their little box, their little cult. Instead of seeing the overarching pattern, they worship their own little world. You can go to somebody's house and they're worshiping their little mobile home or their little apartment or their little condo or their little house or their little mansion. They're worshiping their little mansion on earth, but it's the same concept as anybody else's little mansion. Jesus said, I'll go prepare a place for you. God has to give you a place, right? But you don't worship the place. You worship the Creator. And so these corporate systems, they create a place. The new people, they want to create a safe place. And mental health is important, don't get me wrong. You've got to have a place where there's some peace, you know? You got to have peace. I understand that, but you also have to have some resistance. Your home needs to be peace, but when you go out, you're going to fight against the world. It's to push you higher. It's to test you, to try you, to push you, to turn you, to cut you, to build you, to develop you. You're gonna face some battles in life that challenge you. But if you don't want to face those challenges, you're not going to grow. But the universe won't let you hide from it for long. I know I've rented to people who... I rented this one person who he looked like an adult, you know. I rented a space, and the guy, I don't know if he was like 24, but he acted like he was an adult. But there's always a red flag when their grandfather comes with them. Or their mama. So they come to rent a place. Let me tell you what happened at the end before, at the very end. He said, I want my deposit. He called me on the phone, said, I want my deposit back. I said, do you have your contract handy? He says, no. I said, well, I have a copy of the contract. I said, on the contract, it says the deposit was waived because you're going to do some cleaning. We marked through the pot. There's no deposit return because he didn't pay a deposit. And so what happened was he had lied to his grandfather to get some deposit money. And then when he was checking out, he told his grandfather, And I told his grandfather, I said, look, there it is on the contract. It's marked, it's initialed, and there's a line through it, and it's initialed. It's his copy. Well, I don't have my copy. Well, I sent you a screenshot of it. I just grabbed it out of the file. I don't know why you lost your copy, because you're irresponsible. But anyway, he put on like he had a job with Lowe's, and he was trying to improve himself, and he was trying to get back on his feet and all that. And he was living with some roommate somewhere. It was all lies, because he was living with his grandfather. So he was trying to get out on his own, live on his own, and just play video games all day, because he had the bass speakers. I said, no. I said, the part of the lease is you won't disturb the next door neighbor who's living right beside you. And that bass is just too loud. That's got to go. Well, I just paid for this. It's in the contract, man. It's in the contract. Anyway, long story short, they put on a good show. They're narcissists. They're con artists. They're psychopaths. And the world revolves around them. They don't see the big picture. They don't see that there's other people involved in this thing, in this reality. They can rent an apartment or a business or a hotel room or something, but there's people beside them. They keep making a mess and making noise, and their next door neighbor is tired of it, because they just think it revolves around them. Life revolves around them. That's the way they think. Nobody else matters but them. It's sad. I'm on the highway. Roto-Rooter's letting me over. The Roto-Rooter guy is the only one that would let me over. Regular cars wouldn't let me over. Why would a business truck let me jump lanes, but the rest of the cars wouldn't? Because service. He's in a service mindset. The cars are not in a service mindset. They're in a me mindset. It's all about me. People who do service have a service mindset. People who want to be served have a me mindset. It's all about me. You get married to somebody and it's all about them. They think it's about them. It's really never about you. It's about the other person. But if you only got one person who thinks that way, it don't work. If you got one person thinking, okay, I'm here for the other spouse, for the kids, for the family, it's about everybody else, not about me. But if you're the only one thinks that way, it won't work, because the other person just take. Receive, and never give back. And when they do give back, they complain. I know somebody in the real world, if she has to give something, she complains. She can't give back. It's all about taking. Hate to say it, but most women are that way. My experience in life, most women just want to take. They never want to give back. I've met some. I know a few online that give. But the ones I've seen in the real world, they just won't take. This guy in front of me, it's all about him. He's got that muffler. You think the neighbors want to hear that start up every morning? You really think that's enjoyable for him, driving that car like that? Let's see if it'll happen again. Front end's tore up. All about me. You think we want to hear all that junk? Most people. Only reason I notice it in women, because I'm a man, but I'm sure women have noticed about men out there probably that they just take, and they don't give back. I don't know. But I know one thing, that I see a pattern. And I know this pattern started in the corporate brainwashing system. It's a corporate brainwashing system. And it starts when you're a child. It actually starts in the womb, because the box, so, you know, why do women like to be in a box, in a house, and decorate their little house and their little box? Because they got a box. They love the box because they got a box. That's why they love a box. That's why they're homemakers. They love to put stuff on the wall and decorate the wall and all that stuff. But I hate to tell you, that's part of the program, to decorate your little box and make it look good and smell good and feel good. Yeah, you need a quiet place, you need peace, you need some comfort, don't get me wrong. But if that's all you're worried about is comfort, you're not gonna grow. If everything's just about comfortableness, if you're just worried about comfort, and you don't realize this is a sacrificial, redemptive system, there's gonna be some sacrifice. If all you're worried about is comfort and no sacrifice, you're not gonna get it. You're not gonna grasp the concept. It's not gonna jive, put it that way. All you care about is comfort. Your worldview is diminished. Your worldview is closed. Your worldview is sick. There has to be sacrifice down here. And you say, well, why? Because Jesus went to the cross before the foundation of the world. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. If it was in the mind of God before it actually appeared in 3D, it was going to happen. It happened. You're made in His image. If you set it in your mind, you set something in your mind, it's going to happen, but you're going to have to sacrifice. There's going to be some sacrifice. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sure I don't hit the wrong way. Anyway, I gotta cut this off because I gotta check the map. But you're in a sacrificial, redemptive system, and if you're disconnected from pain and soreness and stretching, and if you're disconnected from you're probably depressed. I hate to say it. I believe you're gonna be depressed. If you're disconnected from going outside and mowing the yards, you're probably going to be pretty depressed. Yeah, it's not fun, but it is what it is. If you're disconnected from going outside and planting a garden or digging a hole, you're probably depressed. Go out there and just dig a couple holes and plant a plant and see what happens to your mind. Pay attention to your inner man when you're doing that. See if you don't change. You'll say, oh, this is great.